Welcome to another episode of the Neon Movie Bunker. I'm John Robinson.
And I'm Larry Stanek.
And we're here to talk about movies.
And Titanic.
Yes, it's been sunk.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers Endgame has passed it on the all-time global box office earnings list.
Now, this is unadjusted.
Right.
Okay. Still an impressive feat.
Quite. And I think it's got Avatar in its sights.
Oh, I'm certain it's going to pass that. You don't make $2 billion over 2 weeks and then just nobody goes to see it again. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah.
It
may have what we in business term, legs.
I'm thinking it will. I'm curious as to what the home video sales are going to be like for this thing. Or, alternately, how it's going to impact Disney's streaming media. Because if they make it available there only for a month or so, not that they are lacking in content.
Yeah.
But they've got some pretty good killer apps there.
Yeah.
I took our executive producer to see.
Our junior executive producer.
Junior executive producer, right. And I didn't take your wife. I took my daughter.
Okay.
Although she is welcome to join us anytime. I took Maggie to see Endgame last night,
mm-hmm.
and the amount of times her jaw hit the floor was great. And just the movie hits, you know, it hits every note that it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So, not much else in news. Relatively
really.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Can is starting soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of Can, I think previously on the show we mentioned that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Quentin Tarantino picture, will not be ready for Cannes.
Turns out it will.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yes.
That is good news, I think, for not only the audiences at Cannes, but those of us.
For the world at large.
Yeah, just it's good to have a film by him again.
Yeah.
Set in the 20th century, too, is nice.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see him do one set in the 21st century again.
Kill Bill?
Yeah. But, you know, all things with time.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Tarantino.
Yes.
Something that is not necessarily the 21st century, but perhaps beyond. His Star Trek isn't as dead as everyone has seemed to think it is.
Really?
Yeah. There have been some minor rumblings that it's still a possibility.
Cool.
I would totally be down for that. I am not as big a Trek fan as you.
No.
Nor am I as big a Tarantino fan as you.
True.
But the combination of the two
intrigues.
Yeah, it does. It for the same reason that I keep coming back to the idea of a Rob Zombie Bunicula. You know? No, it's not who you'd normally pick for that sort of thing. And that's why I'd love to see it. I'd love to see what he would do with Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Be interesting. But, John?
Yes.
Let's say our listeners have something that they want to let us know about that they think is interesting. How could they get in touch with us?
Oh, well, there's email.
Oh, yeah?
mail@neonmoviebunker.com.
That is a very good way to get in touch with us, but not the only way to get in touch with us. You can also find us.
Facebook.com/neonmoviebunker.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter.com/neonmoviebunker or @neonmoviebunker.
That's right. Or @John NMB.
Or @LRANeonMB.
And of course, after you've, you know, followed us or liked us or whatever you're going to do to us, be sure
to visit the new and improved website,
mm-hmm.
www.neonmoviebunker.com.
And then
subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify.
Or anywhere you get your podcasts from.
Yes.
Because there are, I think, other places, but I don't know off the top of my head where. Other than www.neonmoviebunker.com.
Right.
So, John.
Yes.
A movie you were looking forward to has opened.
Yes. It was on my most anticipated of the year list.
Yes.
Back in January.
Yeah.
Under a different title, but, you know, whatevs.
I think the change of title is a good one.
Yes. I saw Long Shot.
Formerly known as?
Flarsky.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Jonathan Levine, screenplay by Dan Sterling and Liz Hanna, based on a story by Dan Sterling. Stars Charlize Theron, Seth Rogen, June Diane Raphael, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Bob Odenkirk, Andy Serkis, Randall Park, and Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh.
Yes. All of those people are in this movie.
That works. Otherwise, it would be an odd cast listing for you to give. But okay, go ahead.
Who are three people who are not in my kitchen? We begin at a White Pride event rally. And Fred Flarsky has infiltrated it. He is a reporter for the Brooklyn Observer. And is about to really get into the underground subculture with this, when they discover he's been exactly who he is. He's been recording them the whole time, and well, he gets chased out of the building, falls out of a third story window, barely walks away.
Yikes.
Yeah. Gets home, writes up his story, and discovers that the Brooklyn Observer, his outlet, has been purchased by Wembley News.
Okay.
Wembley News, which led by Peter Wembley, who certainly bears absolutely no resemblance to Rupert Murdoch and Fox News.
Good to know. Duly noted.
I mean, no resemblance at all.
Okay.
You're a fool and a communist for even thinking of it.
I'm neither of those things, but then again, I didn't even think of it, so.
At the same time, Charlotte Field is the Secretary of State under President Chambers, played by Bob Odenkirk. And, yeah.
Yeah?
Odenkirk is so good in this. Because he's playing a man who was elected president after playing the president on TV for six seasons and drawing six Golden Globe nominations for it.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So he's not obviously meant to be analogous to anyone in our current, life and times.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
But Charlotte Field is smart and competent and a Rhodes Scholar and has an ongoing flirtation with the Canadian Prime Minister. Things get moving when Chambers calls her in one day and says, I've decided I'm not going to seek re-election. I'm going to try and make the leap to movies. Only two people have really done it. Woody Harrelson, George Clooney, and now I want to be the third.
Okay.
And he also says, I want to endorse you, Secretary Field, in 2020.
All right.
Yes. So she gets working on a global environmental initiative to save, as she puts it, as they put it, seas, bees, and trees.
Hmm. All right, yeah.
She figures what she's going to do is go on this world tour to try and attract as many countries onto the initiative as possible, and then resign as Secretary of State to start campaigning. Fred Flarsky has quit his job at the Observer. He even refuses to be fired so that he can collect unemployment because he's just that strongly principled.
Mm.
And his rich best friend says, well, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get messed up. And then I'm going to take you to this World Wildlife fundraiser tonight. Boyz II Men is going to be there.
Sweet.
Well, you know, we'll just, you know, we'll make a day of it. You've had a lousy time. This is what we do. And who else happens to be at this World Wildlife Fund event but Charlotte Field? It turns out Charlotte and Fred have a little bit of history. See, they grew up next door to each other, and Charlotte was Fred's babysitter.
Fun.
Yes. And even back then, Charlotte was driven and was running for student council president and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they interact briefly at the World Wildlife Fund event, and Then Peter Wembley walks in, and Fred lets him have it. You don't even know who I am, but you're everything that's wrong with journalism, blah, blah, blah. He leaves the event, falls down a flight of stairs, but manages to make his way out. Charlotte's people say, okay, you're polling really well, but you come off as a little humorless. So why don't we find you a speechwriter who can punch up your stump speech and lighten you up a little bit? And she suggests Fred.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he goes to Washington, meets with her on a formal basis, and takes the job and starts following her on this global tour. And then things get complicated. But I'm just going to leave it there.
Fair enough.
What I've outlined is maybe the first half hour.
All right.
This movie's really funny.
Yeah. Like,
had there been more people in the theater, I would have been ashamed of the way I was reacting.
Oh, really?
I was laughing that wildly and hard.
Okay.
While on the surface, it's this, not to tip too much, that wasn't in the trailer, but this romantic Shaggy Dog story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Middleton and Danny DeVito is one of the examples given.
Mm-hmm.
There are little peaks of smaller, stranger worlds coming out here and there. Like at the first meeting when he goes to Washington to take the job, Fred has to go through security, has to empty his pockets, and the contents of said pockets are unusual. And he has to talk his way past the security guard with it. And it's a great way to, you know, specificity is the soul of narrative, and it really gets into the character of who Fred Flarsky is. And he spends a lot of time with Charlotte trying to figure out who she is. Roxette is involved. It's raunchy. It's pretty filthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really, really funny. Seth Rogen, as Fred Flarsky, is up to the task, which is not surprising.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, and this is not particularly off his
off brand.
Yeah, Charlize Theron gives as good as she gets in this. I'm not going to say she's a complete revelation because I've seen things like Young Adult.
Yeah, she's.
She's
funny.
Yeah.
She is capable of being very, very funny.
Yes.
She's got great timing.
Yeah. Great with a well-placed F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really a really fun piece of work. Not for everyone. This is not a movie to send your parents to.
No?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe your parents, but...
Yeah, they're kind of the exception, not the rule, huh?
Yeah. No, it's a good time. If you've seen Avengers twice already, and many of you have...
At least.
Give Long Shot a try. It's a really good piece of work and will make you laugh in ways that you don't expect.
Wonderful.
Yes. So Long Shot in theaters now. See it.
Also in select theaters is Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. From director Penny Lane, a documentary taking a look at the growing satanic temple.
Yes.
Which just recently has been declared, but recognized by the IRS as a legitimate
religious organization. Nice.
And
right on par with Scientology.
Yeah. One makes more sense than the other, but
that's
my own personal bias. The main thrust of this is how the Satanic Temple is looking to maintain a certain element of separation of church and state.
Yes.
They definitely do have ethical religious teachings.
Yeah.
And ceremonies and the sort. And we get to see those, and we learn the seven tenets of Satanism, I believe it is.
Yes.
We meet with the more conservative members of the movement, such as Michael Weiner, or is it Michael Weiner or Michael Weiner? Mm. Either way, I feel bad.
E-I or I-E?
I-E.
Weiner.
Weiner. And Lucian Graves.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more extreme members of the organization, like Jex Blackmore.
Okay.
The main thrust of the story, as I was saying, of the documentary, is that we follow the organization as they are attempting to make sure that America represents a religious pluralism.
Yes.
So when a statue venerating the Ten Commandments is put up,
mm-hmm.
which of course could be a Jewish symbol or could be a Christian symbol, both religions
adhere
to them and hold them as rather holy.
Yes.
They put forward a satanic recommendation.
Yeah.
Which is a statue of Baphomet sitting and basically welcoming children towards him. There's a couple of little kids coming up in the statue. And you get to see the reactions of the news media, the reactions of the members of the Satanic Temple, and the local,
the Christian opposition.
The Christian opposition, but also just the citizenry.
Okay.
You know, the people who would be living around this.
Okay.
Okay? And it's a very well thought out bit of editing work here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could see a version of this film that skews too comedic.
Yeah.
And almost goes into Borat territory.
Mm-hmm.
There's a version of this film that skews too dry and becomes a lesser watched PBS documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But Penny Lane is really on her game with this and puts together a documentary that is informative, intelligent, and funny in equal measure.
Cool.
Which it gives a great bit of insight into the religious organization of the Satanic Temple, what it means to be a religion in the U.S., and how any movement has, like I said, they're the more conservative members of the Satanic Temple, like Lucian Graves, who's comes across as a pretty reasonable, yes, there's this element of theatricality to it. But there's a definite reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, humans need symbols. That's why we latch on to these things. That's why we have these things to help guide us and remind us of, what the tenets of our faith. So why not have, if we are a religiously pluralistic society, which we should be, why not have multiple different, very well-reasoned, he's very articulate. Jex is more theatrical. She does things that kind of make the rest of the gang a little bit uncomfortable.
Hmm.
And almost goes a bit Gigi Allen with it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And so to see that sort of
push and pull.
Push and pull. I would love to see another documentary focusing on the push and pull within there. I think that would be a very interesting thing to see. But that this documentary is able to clearly convey its idea, introduce you to all the personalities, introduce you to all the topics at hand, do it in a humorous way, and suggest, there's more here to learn about. That is a good documentary. I would highly recommend seeing this. It's going to be interesting for you.
All right. So, listeners, did you see Long Shot or did you see Hail Satan? Please let us know what you thought. mail@neonmoviebunker.com.
In the meantime,
DVDs and Blu-rays? DVDs and Blu-rays?
Yes, John. DVDs and Blu-rays.
Ooh, I'm going to go first.
Okay, go for it.
Lego Movie, the second part.
Yeah, that's a pretty darn good movie, isn't it?
It is. It has a lot to say about toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
And also has a song that'll get stuck in your head.
A few songs, actually, that'll get stuck in your head.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one specific one.
Well, yes. And that song will get stuck in your head.
Yes.
Also available this week on home video is Iron Sky, The Coming Race.
Yes.
Sequel to the 2009 independent film Iron Sky. I cannot say that I have seen this. I have not seen it yet. It is from the same creative team, and it looks to be just as absurd. It involves...
2012.
Okay, thank you. 2012. It involves Hollow Earth theory gets involved in this, and dinosaurs, and space Nazis. It's silliness.
Nice.
Pointed silliness, but silliness nonetheless, and that gets my attention.
All right. Got anything for us to avoid this week?
In fact, I do. The Prodigy from earlier this year is available on home video this week. The story of a young boy who's more than he seems and might be possessed. And his mom, played by generic blonde actress number 5.
I believe that's the same generic blonde actress number 5 who was in last week's Family. Taylor Schilling, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Does what she can to... No, actually, she does. She emotes. It's just not good. It's bland. There's better out there for you.
All right.
In every way, shape, and form.
Hey, Hillary.
Hey, John.
Let's go to the movies.
Okie dokie. What are we going to go see?
First on the list of things to see right now, how about Avengers Endgame?
All right. Whatever. Yeah, I'd be up for seeing that again.
It's the biggest movie in the world. And it's worthy of that.
Yeah.
Next most of things to see right now is Long Shot.
Cool.
It's so stinking funny.
Excellent.
And last most of things to see right now, still in a couple theaters here and there, Peterloo.
Okay. If you're going to stay home and pop something into your home video player of choice, be it DVD, Blu-ray, or streaming, the first thing I'm going to recommend to you, for all the reasons John said and more, I mean, it's just a funny, funny movie, The Lego Movie. Two, or the second part.
Yes. Armageddon is coming.
Mm-hmm. Just a funny, 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 funny movie. Follow that up with the documentary They Shall Not Grow Old. And going along the lines of actually blending the two is The Toys That Made Us, Seasons 1 and 2, available on DVD now. Have you seen this show?
I have not.
It's fun. It's a history lesson in the development of various toys made and marketed towards Gen X and Gen Y. They take a look at the development of G.I. Joe, the development of Barbie, He-Man, et cetera, et cetera. And it's interesting stuff.
Neat. I want to take the opportunity to mention our email address one more time, mail@neonmoviebunker.com. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/neonmoviebunker. We are on Twitter @neonmoviebunker. I'm @JohnNMB.
I am @LRANeonMB.
And please subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify or however you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And please visit the new and spectacular www.neonmoviebunker.com.
Mm-hmm. We think you'll like what you see, even if it is the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer. Did you see that?
I did see the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer.
Oh, my Lord.
That's actually something we probably should have discussed earlier in the show.
Well, we can discuss it now.
The fact that the director has said, okay, we'll fix it.
Yeah, I don't think you can. You might be able to change the design of Sonic, but I don't think that's going to fix the movie.
I think that'll appease 50% of the people.
The whole thing looks very 1994 to me, and in the worst possible ways.
So it looks like Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Kind of, yeah.
Or it looks like Quiz Show or The Shawshank Redemption?
No. Those would be pretty good. I'm thinking more of The Mask.
Mm.
Yeah, or more accurately, I'm going to jump to 1995 with this, Batman and Batman Forever. Because that's the sort of performance Carrey's giving.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there was still a market for that.
Nobody ever went broke underestimating the taste of the American public.
Well, here we have the movie then that may very well unseat Avengers Endgame.
I have my doubts.
So do I.
Anyway, yeah, subscribe and go to the website and do all the things.
You'll like the things.
And the stuff.
Mm.
It's the stuff.
I don't know. The things, man. It's good things.
Stuff.
Things.
Stuff.
Tastes great.
Less filling.
Copyright violation.
Fair use.
that's the reaction. There you go.
And so we come to the end of another episode of the Neon Movie Bunker. This week's episode is produced by Ellery Stanek. The executive producer is Kate Walpole. The junior executive producer is Maggie Stanek. The theme song is by
Dr. Awkward and the Monkey Man Trio.
So until next time, I'm John Robinson.
And I'm Ellery Stanek.
And we'll probably see you at the movies.